Marian Lyman-Kirst opens a tall cabinet door in her studio.
So I have a bunch of different nets. I've got butterfly nets. I've got canvas nets for sweep netting. I have a beat sheet that's, I think, on the patio.
These are tools Kirst uses to catch insects she finds around Billings. She then brings them home and uses extreme close-up photography to capture their unique beauty. A white fabric cube is on a nearby table. This is where Kirst photographs her subjects. And she does play favorites.
Jumping spiders. They are fantastic. They just look at you with their big googly sunglasses eyes and their little wizard eyebrows, and they'll follow you. They're wonderful. They're super fun to photograph. Mantid flies are also great. They'll just sit there and clean themselves and kind of flutter their wings and walk around real slow and give you all sides. It's really fun.
Kirst says she loves observing bug behavior, and the hunt for them is also a form of meditation.
Part of it is that they're so small that in order to really appreciate their natural history, you have to slow down. And I'm a bit of a manic person, but when I'm out looking for them and observing them, I could sit in one spot for hours.
Kirst mostly deals in live bugs, but not always. She keeps an extensive collection of insect specimens, which she labels with where she found them and what they are. Kirst removes the top from a display case in her studio.
So this is one of the largest robber flies. This thing sounded like a helicopter when it came and landed near me. This was found at Two Moon Park. And they think that this little mustache helps protect their mouth parts.
She returns the bug to its spot next to a whole host of other Montana insects, including bees, beetles, and butterflies. Kirst has collected and killed all of these insects, in this case with gas, and she sees this as a necessary evil.
Crying is a big part of this gig for me. And it might seem silly, but, you know, in a way, I feel like at least it shows you still, you haven't become completely desensitized to it, and you shouldn't ever become desensitized to it. It's an awful process. I don't love it, but I see the importance of it.
Because Kirst not only studies and photographs bugs, she also educates with them. She plans to donate her collection to the Montana Audubon Center.
They work a lot with kids, which is hugely important, and they're starting now to work more with adults. And that, I also think, is really important in a different way, because it's from the adults that the kids get scared, right? They take on their parents' fear. And so if you can convince the parents that there's nothing to be afraid of and they're really awesome, then the kids should hopefully hold on to that inherent curiosity for a long time.
Kirst is working on completing a few different cases of local insects to donate. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.